everybody, and welcome to the Let There Be Games podcast. This, my friends, is episode 11, and last week it was episode 10. Fun facts, 11 comes after 10, in case you didn't know. I'm joined by my boy Tom, who just did an epic dab. Yeah. Hashtag bring the dab
it
back.
It was ironic.
I'm also joined by my boy Anthony, who also did an epic dab. Who remembers Anthony from episode
3
and 5? You were on both of those.
And he's back.
And he's back for episode 11. We brought him back 6 episodes later.
Thank you.
Are you happy, guys? Hope you are. So, today we've got basically only one thing to talk about, I think. But first, follow us on Facebook. That's Let There Be Games, in case you didn't know. Also, follow our blog, letterebegames.wordpress.com. And if you're looking for new posts, because I haven't posted in like 4.2 billion years, don't worry, because my Destiny 2 Warmind review is coming out.
You said that last within, like, 2 episodes.
Yes. Within a few days, because I actually finished it finally, and I'm typing it up. It's literally, there's a draft on my blog, and it's nearly done. Subscribe to us on YouTube. That's Let There Be Games. And also, subscribe to this podcast on whatever podcast service you're on, or if you're on YouTube,
then. Whether it be Anchor or
Anchor, Apple. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts.
Pretty much
everywhere. We're on, I was about to say SoundCloud, but we're not on SoundCloud.
Pretty much the sponsor we gave.
No. today's episode is sponsored by us. Subscribe, please. Anyway, welcome to episode 11 of the Let There Be Games podcast.
And we need to.
It's always fun with Anthony. And
what are you playing?
It's time for.
What are you playing?
Anthony. I mean, Tom. Tom, what are you playing?
Well.
Destiny 2. Right.
Well, no. Actually. So, yeah. The usual fours in Destiny 2, but I've also given Skate 3 a bit of a revisit. We've talked about it before.
Yes,
so
we talked about
review.
It. What was it? Episode
7, I think. 6 or 7.
Six.
And I'm enjoying it. I don't need to give
Actually,
another
maybe
review.
7.
I don't need to give another review.
Or 6.
Either. But I don't need to give a review because we've already reviewed it, but I've given that a bit of a revisit. It's really fun. On to Anthony.
Oh.
What are you playing?
I like to play some Star Wars Battlefront 2, seeing that it's like, you know.
Need to get back into the game. I haven't played it in forever.
Why?
Just haven't.
Matty.
Also, I want to revisit some Rocket League.
Yeah, we did a bit of Rocket League revisiting.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do a Rocket League review as we're at it.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I don't like Rocket League. Sorry to everyone who I just offended.
You literally bought
I
the
can't
game.
Play it.
Then why'd you have it?
My sister bought it.
Oh. Why don't you like Rocket League?
I'm really bad at it.
Is that the only reason?
No, it's really hard to control. I don't understand how you play it. So, like, I just don't like it.
Out of 10?
Out of 10, 2.
That's surprising. It's quite popular. For me, I'm...
I know, it's really popular, and I get that people love it, and I just can't play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I am one of those people that love it. I don't have it, but I've played it at numerous people's houses. I've enjoyed it. It's one of those games that I can really get into, because there are certain games that I love, but then I feel a bit ill and bored after a while. I don't get that with Rocket League, so I'd give Rocket League an 8, but, again, like... Football, I enjoy watching football, but again, football games aren't really my main thing. I like the car aspect, but there's a bit of football in it as well.
So you don't like FIFA 19?
No, it's not my style. It's not a bad game, but it's just not really what I kind of play. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
My rumour is, like, you can do live things, and then you can, like, talk to players, which is, like, pretty cool, but also...
You can do that on most games.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, at least it's like, from my point of view, it's better than Fortnite, which is dying.
Very different games, but yeah, we've said it's dying before, we don't need to go back into it. We've had one episode dedicated to Fortnite and one that's quite a lot on Fortnite. We'll not talk about Fortnite.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Fortnite, watch episode 4.
No, three. Episode 4 was the Apple rant. So yeah, and also if you want to hear about Fortnite dying, you need to listen to 9 as well, because there's a lot of that.
Yeah, so in terms of what I'm playing Warframe. It's like Destiny 2, but it's like a lot more in depth than Destiny 2. Also, you get to be a space ninja. I started it a few days ago, and I just really love it.
But
expect, I've got a video coming out very soon. But also today's podcast, we're going to talk quite a little bit about Warframe because it's really good.
That's our main subject, so we're not going to do the review until right at the end of the episode.
Otherwise, and also, Unravel 2, I'm playing it with my sister. It's a really lovely, sweet platformer and it's so cute. So
for game reviews, you should really publish a chart on your blog, like saying how many ratings and stars on it.
I rate every game that I review, you know.
Yeah,
that.
I know, but like make it
anyway. He has lots of reviews on the blog, but not quite as many other podcasts. You still do some. The thing is, you don't really have any consoles, so review is quite a good thing to do with you because you only need to play it once to sort of get a bit of it, so you can have inputs. Because we can't like have talks a bit like more philosophical talks a bit like what games consoles are because you're not a console player. So that's why we do lots of reviews with you. Because it's the best thing to do with a non-console player.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to mention that my PS4 broke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For undisclosed reasons. Well, we know, but we're not.
Well, I think it got burnt or something.
Or thrown out of a window.
Or thrown out of a window, or pooped on, or your dad smashed it to bits, or there's a hole through it, or it's in your shed. I can't remember.
Or a hole where his dad's foot was.
Anyway. Today we're going to be talking about Warframe and why I think it's, like, the best game ever. But, like, no offense to Destiny 2, because I still like Destiny 2. But Warframe's better. So, these guys haven't seen too much of Warframe, but
we've had a bit of playing.
But Warframe, essentially, it's a free-to-play game. It's completely free. You can download it now. But it's just really good. So, one thing I'm amazed by is it's not pay-to-win at all. Like, everything in the game, almost everything in the game you can unlock without paying money.
I mean, that is a currency, a bit like silver in Destiny 2.
Yeah, it's called platinum, but most things you can buy with platinum, you can buy just with the normal in-game currency, and it's really, really good. And so basically, you get to be a space ninja, which is the coolest part. And there's loads of planets to do missions on, and you unlock them as you go through them.
What I've heard is the and as I've seen, because I've played it, you get more content and more planets in Warframe than you do in Destiny 2 with all the DLCs. Because I've bought all the DLCs. I know I haven't finished Forsaken yet, I've only just started it. But I know there's one planet that you do gain a planet, but that's only one planet and you can see the space where it is because it's like because there's a circle that's empty. And also the map, the planets seem much smaller, but there are so many. There's probably about 20. In Destiny 2 with all the DLCs, there's 10. Maximum. Without the DLCs, there's about 5.
Yeah, and you don't take 4 damage, which is pretty not cool.
Well, in Warframe, if you fall somewhere you're not supposed to, you just kind of get respawned.
But there is something really bad about it. There's like missions you
it's
can't do.
It's not really realistic if you don't. In a way, I like that, because you don't get as many misadventure deaths, because what annoys me is when I'm playing a game, Gambit in particular, because there's lots of like gaps in where you can fall through in Gambit, is when you're playing a powerful enemy and they stamp and you fall away, that annoys me. And it's good and it would be cool if you didn't die from that, but at the same time, that has lost an element of challenge not to get stamped on.
Yeah, but then again, Gambit isn't in Warframe.
Yeah,
I think Warframe has a multiplayer, but I'm not sure. I kind of saw.
Yeah,
the same,
I would like.
I don't know.
I would like to see a Warframe
obviously,
Gambit.
Obviously, there's like extreme, like dedicated Warframe players out there who put hundreds of hours into the game, and then there's me, like
just starting.
Like, I'll be watching Warframe videos, and it's like beginner's guide, and there's people in the comments like, "This is so funny. I have put 2,500 hours into this game.
Wow.
I don't care.
And I'm like, wow, I'm a noob. It's like I saw this hilarious Steam review. This guy reviewed CSGO and he just said, "I've played it a bit. It's good." And above it just says 16,000 hours played.
Anyway.
So yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
He did play it a bit.
I would like to see a Warframe Gambit. That would actually be quite cool. And also, I like the idea of them being called Warframes, because Fortnite, you have to pay for all the skins. Destiny.
I mean, they're not really skins.
They're Warframes, but
they're different. Characters. They're more like different characters. It's kind of like Overwatch almost.
So yeah,
because they've
Fortnite,
each got different abilities.
In Fortnite, I have to pay for characters/skins. Destiny 2, the armor is a bit mix and match. You just have what your most power level is. It's not really done on style. But do the Warframes give any defense?
So Warframes. Some Warframes are better than other Warframes. Like, they'll have better defense and better shield.
But there's like an element of style to them in Warframe, which I quite like, because in Destiny 2, the exotics do look cool, and some of the legendaries do, but especially when you're in the campaign, some of them really don't look that cool. So it's not done in Destiny 2.
Even your starting Warframe still looks decent.
Yeah, and in Destiny 2, it's mix and match. You just get what's your highest power level.
Currently, I have the something Prime Warframe, which I got for free with Twitch Prime the other day, and it's pretty cool.
Default skins, you get three types.
So yeah, you can choose one of three Warframes when you start. You've got Mag, Vault, and Excalibur. Excalibur's best for like, I mean, it doesn't really matter which one you choose. I chose Vault because I just think it looked really cool, but like, you could choose Mag or Excalibur. And a lot of people go for Excalibur,
it's a bit like the three classes in Destiny 2. Uh-huh. Titan, Warlock, and Hunter. Massey went for Warlock, most people went for Hunter. I'm a Titan.
Sure?
Anyway, back to comparing the Warframes to armor. The only way for armor to look cool in Destiny 2 is the ornaments and shaders, but even then it doesn't have a body style, which it's still, even with all the ornaments, it's mix and match. So I do prefer the idea of Warframes. Let's get back to
and
the
also
game.
With Warframes, different characters, it means you've always got like a bit of a variety because everyone is different. Also, you find yourself swapping gender all the time. Like, which I started off with a male Warframe, and now I've gone to a female Warframe, and it's like quite interesting.
It's annoying. Sort of.
It wouldn't be, because it's a bit like Overwatch. I haven't played Overwatch, but I've seen videos, enough videos.
I haven't played Overwatch in a long time. I need to play some.
I mean, you're gonna probably kill me to find out I haven't played Overwatch. But I've got I've seen enough videos to know about the skins and on characters, and you can get male and female characters.
Yeah, there's plenty of characters. They try to add like a character from like as many countries as possible.
Wow. What for ethnic purposes?
Yeah, but also just for diversity. One of the messages.
Good thing.
Like, for example, we've got Tracer. She's British and she's lesbian, and
yeah,
she's one of my favorite characters.
Just to include all the kind of people, and all on diversity. Yeah, the fact if you're black or white, Asian or not, makes no difference to what you are. It's what you are inside, not what you are outside.
But that doesn't stop T-Series from not being a good YouTube channel, and it's not because they're Indian, it's because they're very bad.
No, I like T-Series. Subscribe to T-Series!
That's getting edited out.
I'm just kidding. But back to Warframe, yeah? I quite like the thing where there's like fishmongers and...
I was trying to figure out how you go fishing, because I need fish oil to build a...
You get a fishing rod, you buy it.
Yeah, I need to buy it, but I need to figure out how I get
I like the idea of fishing. It's like a cherry on the top of the cake, if you know what I mean.
Although, I have no idea how you do it.
Which is like impossible to complete the mission, since you spend all the things.
Yeah, I see the fishmonger. I see like fishing as a bit of a cherry on top of the cake. It's really cool. You don't get anything like that in a lot of the shooting games. I quite like it.
When I started Warframe, I thought I wouldn't like the third person perspective, but but I don't like Fortnite. I'm not good at it because of the third person. But I've actually got really used to the third person, and I really like it.
Another third person game I have is Halo Spartan Assault. So I haven't played it in a while because it wasn't like a close third person like Warframe or Fortnite. It was like far away, like quite far up. And so you couldn't really see
bird's eye view.
Yeah, and you couldn't see your character that well. And for the first few missions, I thought, yeah, this is easy. Then I found it a bit too difficult, and I thought, I'm not sure I like this perspective, and then I got a bit bored of it.
And
luckily, it was a free game.
Talking about the cherry on top,
does anyone like cherries?
Yeah.
It kind of makes like there's a storyboard to this game.
Honestly, if there's any experienced Warframe players out there randomly listening to this, I'm sorry, I'm a noob, but I'll get a good one day.
Yeah, and anyway,
I think one of the coolest things in Warframe is you can customize your ship, and also you can also move your ship on the loading screen.
Oh yeah, because as Matty showed me,
like you can paint the interior of your ship.
So Warframe and Destiny 2. So Warframe is free. Destiny 2 is a load of money. You get more content with all the without DLCs in Warframe with than all of the DLCs.
There isn't even any DLCs in Warframe. All their updates are 100% free.
And then also another thing I like is the loading screen in Destiny 2 takes ages, and B, you can't do anything apart from look at your loadout. In Warframe, you can move your ship. And it's half as long, which is pretty cool. This isn't me dissing Destiny 2, it's still one of my favourite games.
For example, Destiny 2, the DLCs, right? You get added content. But like, for example, Warframe just did a free update called Fortuna that gives you an entirely new open world to explore completely free, which I think is amazing. And the way Warframe has managed to keep going since 2013, being
a successful game.
Being a completely free and really successful game amazes me.
I have to go now. Last thing I'm going to say is that Warframe is good. As much as it does compete well with Destiny 2, I think I still prefer Destiny 2. So it's an 8 out of 10. See you lot. See you all soon. Yeah?
Bye, Tom.
Well, anyway, we haven't got much else to talk about on today's podcast, so thank you so much for listening. If you did enjoy, then subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh,
all that blah, blah, blah that I mentioned.
And Happy New Year, all of a Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because we probably won't do another one of these until January next year. So I've got like 2 more YouTube videos to upload, 1 blog, and then Let There Be Games is, we're going to like go into hibernation for about 2 weeks. But we'll see you after Christmas and have a great year. Have a great Christmas. Have a great rest of the year.
And holidays.
And we'll see you in 2019.
Enjoy your games.
That is the end of episode 11 of the Let There Be Games podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.